All right, so writing with passion. Here's a little bit on the power of writing with passion. Passion is a powerful emotion that can help you influence people and get them to take the desired action. When you write with passion, your words carry more meaning, your ideas become clearer and more compelling, your voice will be stronger, richer, and more convincing, and your energy will carry over to your prospects who will be excited to take action and send you their hard-earned money. So here's a little example about writing with passion. Imagine you're an expert cook who just loves to share your recipes and cooking techniques with others. A friend comes up to you and asks you for advice on how to prepare a particular dish for an upcoming dinner party at his place. How would you feel at that moment? You'd probably feel thrilled, excited, and more than eager to help. You would end up giving a very passionate talk on how to prepare that particular dish. Not only will your talk be informative, but also be very inspiring for your friend to go out and make it happen. And that's the power of passion, right? So kind of the same thing. I'm very into really good coffee. It's a huge passion of mine. And if someone were to ask me to come over some morning, brew some coffee for their friends and talk through different varietals and different roast levels and things like that, I would just be more than excited. I'd be pumped up, right? So how to generate passion? Writing with passion goes so much more beyond showing excitement and enthusiasm. It's a very different thing. You need to truly understand what problems your prospects are facing and the best way to solve them. Just like in the previous cooking example, when you know you can truly solve your prospects' problems, your writing will automatically become far more persuasive and passionate. Know your prospects. So the first real big thing that you need to do is determine who are your prospects and find out what they care about. So even if you have the best copywriting, if it's not directed to the ideal prospect or your ideal prospect, it's just not going to hit home for them. So after you know your prospects, study them. You need to understand how your product works inside out, and you need to understand how that's going to feed directly into the needs and wants of your ideal prospect. And get excited. So promote products that deliver great results, right? You personally need to be very excited about whatever it is that you're promoting and each and every single product that you create. You are helping people change their lives for good. When you feel great about what you do, you will feel internally this level of excitement and passion for yourself. Then feel the problem. Research so deep that you can practically feel what causes them immense pain and keeps them up at night. Then feel the solution. Put yourself in their shoes and imagine what it would be like to have your problems solved. Imagine all the emotions you would feel. Imagine how your life would have changed. Speak your prospect's language, right? So this is a great, look at the photo here on the right. Jumbled brain and then a very congruent brain, right? So in a way that's understood and has understanding about the problems and solutions. Hang out on social media sites to observe how they speak. Use the terms they use. Check out famous blogs they visit. Follow the expert and gurus that they follow to notice how they convey their message. So you're getting into the very livelihood of your prospects. And don't overdo it, okay? Don't go over the top. Limit the use of exclamations. Please limit the use of exclamations. Being in your face has its time and place, but it's not usually when you're trying to prospect or get in front of your ideal audience. Make sure the tone is appropriate for the prospect and product.